AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Elon Musk is calling President Trump's big tax break bill a, quote, disgusting abomination, unquote. Speaking with reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's spoken to Musk at length about the GOP tax bill, so Musk's criticism is very disappointing.
It's a very important first start. Elon is missing it, okay? And it's not personal. I know that the EV mandate, very important to him, that is going away because the government should not be subsidizing these things. It's part of the Green New Deal, and I know that has an effect on his business, and I lament that. We talked about the ramp down period on that and how that should be duly considered by Congress, but for him to come out and pan the whole bill is to me just very disappointing, very surprising in light of the conversation I had with him yesterday.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that the Fed is lifting restrictions on Wells Fargo over its fake account scandal.
The Federal Reserve says that Wells Fargo is no longer subject to the restraints that the Fed placed on the bank in 2018. The Federal Reserve took the unusual step of placing Wells in an asset cap. It's a win for Wells Fargo, which has spent nearly a decade trying to convince the public and policymakers that it has changed its ways. Faced with reaching unreasonable sales targets, branch employees opened up millions of fake accounts in order to meet those goals. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
One officer was killed, one person was wounded, and another man is dead after a Los Angeles County shooting. At a news conference, Baldwin Park Police Chief Robert Lopez says the shooting death of Officer Samuel Riveros is a tremendous loss.
Sam was a dedicated officer who represented our department with dignity and honor. In the face of danger, Sam selflessly put the safety of others before his own and gave his life doing so.
The audio is courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. This is AP News. There's a change in guidance on abortions. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration says it will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals, directing them to provide emergency abortions for women when they are necessary to stabilize their medical condition. The guidance was issued in 2022 after the Supreme Court upended national abortion rights. It was an attempt by the Biden administration to preserve abortion access for extreme cases in which women were experiencing medical emergencies and needed an abortion. Anti-abortion advocates praised the move, saying the policy had been a way to expand abortion access in states where it was banned. Nancy Northrup with the Center for Reproductive Rights says the Trump administration would rather see women die in emergency rooms than receive life-saving abortions. An AP investigation last year found even with the Biden administration's guidance, dozens of pregnant women were being turned away from emergency rooms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.